The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova and I am your host for this episode. I am a business strategist and I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. Today, I'm having a conversation with Tom Adam of Canberra Martial Arts and Fitness. Hello, Tom, and welcome.
Hey, my name's Tom and I'm the founder and chief instructor here at Canberra Martial Arts and Fitness in Canberra, of course. I'd like to introduce myself to everybody as I have an interesting story about how I got started. In 2003, I was assaulted late one night by a guy shaking my hand, and I decided that I needed to regain some agency, and I got back into martial arts, a passion I'd had from my youth. In 2011, had an opportunity to move to Canberra, and we decided to open a club on the side. My instructor never had many students, so I never thought I'd have more than 10. And within the first year, I had 50 students and a lease, and things went from strength to strength before one day in 2016, someone said, "That's a lovely hobby business." And I was so mad at myself that I didn't sleep for 2 days. Anyway, I went on a journey. I took the business full-time within 14 months. And since then, I've gone on to be a business advocate through the lockdown eras for the local business community and other achievements that I've had, like getting us as hospitality and tourism got support. I made sure that fitness and movement industries did too. I now help other martial arts clubs grow their businesses, and we're about to open up a second club in Canberra. And I just love chatting with people about their journeys and how they got to where they are, because like anything, you don't step on somebody else to get ahead. We all work together and we all rise with the tide.
That's a great start and tremendous growth in such a short time. Well done. We like to start the Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and, of course, more about your business journey. So here's four quick ones in a row. Is it coffee, tea, or something else? Are you an early bird or a night owl, or can you do a little bit of both? What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down? And what is one word to describe your journey so far?
All right. So definitely tea. I do love an English breakfast tea, some Earl Grey. I'm actually allergic to coffee. That's another story. I used to be an early bird. Years ago, I was the 5 o'clock in the morning kid and worked in hospitality, loved the morning shift, hated the night shift. But after 23 years married to a night owl, I have definitely shifted, but I can get up early if I need to, and I do on occasion have to run an early morning class. I'm reading Trust and Inspire by Stephen Covey, as that always trying to understand why people trust me and are inspired by me. I've got that sort of imposter syndrome thing where I'm always feeling like I'm failing and other people around me are always thinking I'm doing an amazing job. And one word to describe your journey so far would be, that's a tough one. It's really interesting. I would say indomitable, only because I believe in the whole get knocked down 9 times and get up 10 and never giving up. And the other day, my daughter said that she didn't believe that I had anxiety, because I do have anxiety that I suffer from because I always seem so confident. And I think maybe that's part of it.
Now it's time for us to hear a little more about your journey, how you got started in that journey. What was the inspiration that first drew you to martial arts and fitness?
My background story or my origin story is pretty hectic. But so I did martial arts as a child. And then in my early 20s, my now wife, we've been together 23 years this October, we were out somewhere and I broke some of my own personal rules. Like rule number one, don't be there. We went to a house. I didn't know the people there. We were intoxicated. Anyway, one of the guys got a little bit too chatty with my wife, and I said to my wife that it was time to go. And then I broke rule number two, which is don't argue with a drunk person who made the comment that I needed luck. And I said I didn't need any luck anyway. Long story short, as we were trying to extricate ourselves from the situation, his big friend pushed the little guy that was trying to fight me out of the way and said, "Look, mate, no hard feelings," stuck out his hand to shake my hand. and then proceeded to headbutt me in the face. Anyway, so I lost some agency, so I got into Hapkido and went fully into it. I got my black belt faster than so many people have, and I just really adored it, loved it. But what that turned into was an opportunity at the end of 2010 to move to Canberra. I thought I'd start a side gig, and I didn't spend a cent on advertising for the first 5 years of running my business. I went to 142 members without spending a cent on advertising because they bought into the passion that I had for the martial art.
Were there any defining moments within your journey? Have there been any influential figures in your life or career so far who have helped you achieve to this stage?
Along the way, I had defining moments. Like 2013, I had a schism. I lost nearly all of the black belts that I'd trained to that point because my Korean master had decided that he wants to convince them to open a club behind my back. But that meant that I changed the culture of my club, which made it even bigger. So I went from 80 down to 40 up to 120 members within a year. And there was this thing that happened in 2018 when I went into a massive depressive episode when I went full-time with the business. And the reason I went there is because I realized that I got into martial arts because of the passion that my father and I had shared when I was a child. He and I had watched bootleg. He was a flight attendant, so he brought back bootleg movies from Hong Kong. We'd watched Jackie Chan films and Bruce Lee and Jet Li and all these different films that I'd grown up watching. And martial arts was that safe place for me. And my father passed away when I was 13. So it's really that thing that through your life, there's this consistent message that martial arts means community to me. And that has propelled me to where I am now. So I focus more on what the community needs rather than what the actual club needs, and the club grows as a benefit of that.
How do you balance your personal life and your business life? Can you share with us a challenge you've faced and how you've overcome it so that it might help others listening to the Business Owners Podcast?
My wife would say that I don't when it comes to balancing my personal life and my business life. I think there's an understanding that there's an amount of sacrifice when it comes to running your own business that a day job doesn't have. But you've got to think about the benefits to that as well, because ultimately, when you have a job, someone will make a decision that will impact you that could be negative, but it's outside of your control. There's nothing you can do about it. Running your own business is you set the heading. If things aren't working, you change direction. We've had issues when the girls were little. My eldest two were really little. Having two kids under 3 years and I'm teaching two nights a week, it was a real struggle not being able to do that. But then as they grew up and she was able to manage them, I was able to expand the evening classes. But it also includes me missing out on a lot of things on the weekend. I was lucky I could go and see my eldest daughter in her rugby grand final last year, but only because I've built the business to the point where I can actually take the time off now and invest in them. So there's give and take with that. My youngest boy, or even my teenagers now, they don't want to train with me anymore. They don't want to come to the club. But for me, them coming to the club from the age of three was part of my caring responsibilities. I brought them with me to work to do the classes because I wanted to share my passion with them. And I hope they come back to it when they're a little bit older. But right now, they're doing the bare minimum as teenagers. Those are the things. But I've been blessed with an insanely supportive wife. Insanely supportive. Years ago, we had lunch with some colleagues that were instructors and the husband's always failing. And I got in the car and I said to my wife, his wife had been so horrid to him. And I said to my wife, did you ever doubt what I wanted to achieve? And she turned in not even a heartbeat, said, I've never doubted you for a second. And that means a lot to me. So it's really having the support of my wife and allowing that flexibility, but also now being in a position where I can determine what needs to happen and when.
How do you want to shape the future and the profession of your field? Are there any dream projects or collaborations that you wish to pursue within your field? And what advice would you give, Tom, to someone else starting out in this domain? Because they are the future of our industries, and it's important as business owners we encourage and support them along the journey.
This is a great one, because one of the biggest issues with martial arts instruction is that there's almost like this perceived notion that you shouldn't be able to make a living from running a club. And that's what something I've been really pushing towards is making a living from it. I think that the future of it is people understanding that just because we dedicate our lives to a physical activity and caring for the children, that there's an actual value to that. And the value is drawn out over the life of the person, because the values that we instill in them that inspire others through your passion, learn something new and share something new every single day. These sorts of values that we have really need to push through the lives of the children that come in here and the adults. if there was a dream collaboration I would have, would be to really tap into the mindset of the politicians that run things, to stop looking at only sport as something that when you carry a ball or hit it with a stick. Martial arts is a really vital part of the extracurricular lives of children and adults. And the advice that I would really give to someone starting out would be to have a really, this is a really disconnected sort of comment to what I've just said above, but to have a really clear idea of why you're doing what you're doing, and then who your ideal people are, and then build your vision around that. Because if you get the wrong people coming in, there's always going to be a clash between what your vision is and your expectations and what the reality of your membership base is. And I went through that in 2013 for the better, but learned from my mistakes. So really have a clear idea of the kind of people, the kind of vision. If you didn't like the way that you were taught doing something, don't teach it the same way. Teach it your way. Make it your way.
That's fantastic, Tom. I'm all over this ideal client, of course, but that's for another time. Thanks for joining us, Tom. But before you go, where can listeners find you?
Thanks so much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about my vision and my why, and why martial arts and fitness is a place that I go to lovingly. Like this morning, it was 6 a.m. to come in to sweep the stairs and check the toilets and turn on the lights and get the music going and get a fitness class going. The experience that people get from martial arts is invaluable. And I would say to anybody listening to get your kids into it, get into it yourself. It'll change the way you see yourself. Your self-confidence will go through the roof. If you are listening to this and you are looking to grow your martial arts business, if you go to curiousgrowth.com and book a strategic session with me and chat about how we can grow your business in the 30 minutes that we'll have together. It usually turns into an hour because people are so passionate. I'll give you some gold nuggets on how to promote your business and grow it from that to that next level. And in fact, any business owner that wants to just have a strategic session with somebody who's just got some random ideas and different perspective after working in hospitality, retail, sales, recruitment, interior design, construction, public service, and all the different things I've done leading me to where I am today, the opportunity's there. But check us out at cameramartialarts.com.au and get into it. And thank you so much again for the time and the opportunity.
Thanks, Tom. And there's a great opportunity for someone to take advantage of. Thanks for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast, and be sure to join us for our next episode. And of course, check out the back catalogue, because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.